Worshipful Master, how were you prepared to be passed to the second degree?
Candidate,
in a manner somewhat similar to the former, save that in this degree I was not hoodwinked, my left arm, breast and right knee were made bare and my left heel was slipshod.
Explanation.
Here is an explanation of these components.
1.
In a manner somewhat similar to the former. This indicates that the preparation for the second degree shares similarities with the preparation for the first degree, maintaining continuity in the initiation process. Both involve specific rituals and symbolic actions designed to convey deeper meanings and lessons.
2.
Save that in this degree I was not hoodwinked. In the first degree, the candidate is hoodwinked, blindfolded, to symbolize entering a new phase of enlightenment from a state of darkness or ignorance. In the second degree, the candidate is not hoodwinked, signifying that they have already received initial enlightenment and are now ready to gain further knowledge and understanding.
3.
My left arm, breast and right knee were made bare. Left arm. Making the left arm bare symbolizes the candidate's strength and ability to work. It is a preparation for learning the practical skills and labor associated with the fellowcraft degree.
Breast. The bare left breast symbolizes the candidate's purity of heart and sincerity. It reflects openness and honesty, which are essential qualities for a fellowcraft mason.
Right knee. The bare right knee symbolizes humility and readiness to kneel in reverence and respect during the ritual. It emphasizes the importance of a humble and respectful attitude in the pursuit of Masonic knowledge.
4.
My left heel was slipshod. Slipshod means that the left heel was made to wear a shoe in a specific, loose manner. This symbolizes that the candidate is neither fully shod, protected, nor entirely barefoot, representing a state of transition and readiness to advance further in the Masonic journey.
Worshipful Master, on what were you admitted?
Candidate.
The square.
Explanation.
1.
The square is a symbol. Moral and ethical standards, the square is one of the most important symbols in Freemasonry and represents morality, integrity, and the ethical standards by which Masons are expected to conduct their lives. It is a tool used by stonemasons to ensure that stones are properly squared and true, and metaphorically, it represents the Masonic ideal of living a life that is true and square, that is, honest, fair, and virtuous. Foundation of conduct. Being admitted on the square means that the candidate's admission into the fraternity is grounded in the principles of fairness, honesty, and moral uprightness. It signifies that the candidate is being brought into the fraternity with the expectation that they will strive to embody these qualities.
2.
Ritual and symbolic admission. Ceremonial importance. During the initiation rituals, various symbols and tools are used to impart lessons and values to the candidate. The square is often a central part of these ceremonies, symbolizing the foundation upon which the candidate's Masonic journey is built.
Commitment to values. By being admitted on the square, the candidate is symbolically committing to uphold the moral and ethical values that the square represents. It is a reminder that their actions and decisions should align with the virtues of honesty, integrity, and justice.
3.
Universal symbolism.
Common symbol. The square is a universally recognized symbol within Freemasonry, used in various degrees and rites to emphasize the importance of ethical conduct. It serves as a constant reminder to Masons to act on the square in their interactions with others.
Worshipful Master, what is a square?
Candidate.
An angle of 90 degrees or the fourth part of a circle.
Explanation.
1.
Practical definition.
Angle of 90 degrees, the square, as a tool, is an instrument used by stonemasons to create right angles, 90 degrees. It ensures that stones are cut and placed accurately to maintain the structural integrity and alignment of buildings.
Fourth part of a circle, this definition emphasizes that a right angle is one quarter of a full circle, 360 degrees. This mathematical and geometric understanding underscores the precision and correctness that the square represents.
Worshipful Master, what are the peculiar objects of research in this degree?
Candidate.
The hidden mysteries of nature and science.
Explanation.
1.
Hidden mysteries of nature.
Nature. This refers to the physical world and the natural phenomena that govern it. In the context of Freemasonry, exploring the mysteries of nature involves understanding the laws and principles that underpin the natural world.
Hidden mysteries. The term hidden signifies that there is more to the natural world than meets the eye. It suggests a deeper, more profound understanding of the universe that requires study, contemplation, and insight to uncover.
Freemasons are encouraged to seek this deeper knowledge and appreciate the intricacies and wonders of nature. 2. Hidden mysteries of science. Science, this encompasses the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experimentation. Science, in the Masonic context, represents the pursuit of knowledge and the application of reason and intellect. Hidden mysteries, similar to the mysteries of nature, the mysteries of science are those aspects of scientific knowledge and discovery that are not immediately obvious or easily understood. Freemasons are encouraged to delve into scientific study to uncover these hidden truths and advance their understanding of the world. 3. Focus of the Fellowcraft degree. Intellectual and philosophical growth, the Fellowcraft degree places a strong emphasis on intellectual and philosophical development. By studying the hidden mysteries of nature and science, Freemasons in this degree are encouraged to expand their minds, develop their reasoning abilities, and cultivate a deeper appreciation for the complexity and beauty of the world. Practical knowledge, this degree also emphasizes the importance of practical knowledge and the application of learned principles to improve oneself and society. It aligns with the historical role of Fellowcraft Masons as skilled workers and builders who applied their knowledge to create and improve structures and communities. 4. Symbolic and allegorical meaning. Enlightenment and wisdom, the pursuit of the hidden mysteries of nature and science symbolizes the Masonic quest for enlightenment and wisdom. It reflects the idea that Freemasonry is not only about moral and ethical development but also about intellectual and spiritual growth. Continuous learning, this expression underscores the importance of lifelong learning and curiosity. Freemasons are encouraged to remain open to new knowledge and to continually seek deeper understanding throughout their lives. Worshipful Master. As it is the hope of reward that sweetens labor, where did our ancient brethren go to receive their wages? Candidate. Into the middle chamber of King Solomon's temple. Explanation. 1. Hope of reward that sweetens labor. This phrase suggests that the promise of a reward motivates and makes work more bearable. In Freemasonry, it signifies that the anticipation of achieving knowledge, wisdom, and spiritual advancement encourages members to persevere in their efforts and studies. 2. Ancient Brethren. The Ancient Brethren refers to the stonemasons and builders who worked on constructing King Solomon's temple. In Masonic allegory, these craftsmen represent the members of the Masonic fraternity. 3. Middle Chamber of King Solomon's Temple. King Solomon's Temple, this is a central symbol in Masonic tradition. The temple is not just a physical structure but also a metaphor for the construction of one's own spiritual and moral self. Middle chamber, in the context of the Fellowcraft degree, the middle chamber of King Solomon's temple is a symbolic place where the craftsmen, masons, would go to receive their wages. It represents a higher level of understanding and knowledge that the Fellowcraft mason is striving to attain. Receiving wages, in Masonic symbolism, receiving wages in the middle chamber is not about material compensation but about receiving the rewards of spiritual enlightenment, knowledge, and personal growth. It signifies the attainment of a deeper understanding of Masonic teachings and principles. 4. Symbolic Journey. Ritual and allegory, the journey to the middle chamber is part of the Masonic ritual and serves as an allegory for the Mason's journey toward enlightenment and self-improvement. It involves overcoming challenges and demonstrating one's commitment and readiness to advance in the fraternity. Lessons and teachings. The middle chamber represents a stage in the Masonic journey where the Fellowcraft receives important lessons and teachings that help further their moral and intellectual development. Worshipful Master. How did they receive them? Candidate. Without scruple or diffidence. Explanation. 1. Receiving wages. In Masonic symbolism, receiving wages in the middle chamber of King Solomon's temple represents gaining spiritual, moral, and intellectual rewards. These are not material wages but rather the benefits of Masonic teachings and personal growth. 2. Without scruple or diffidence. Scruple, this refers to hesitation or doubt about the morality or propriety of an action. To receive wages without scruple means to accept them with a clear conscience, confident in the knowledge that they have been rightfully earned through honest labor and adherence to Masonic principles. Diffidence, this means a lack of self-confidence or hesitation. To receive wages without diffidence means to accept them confidently and without hesitation, assured that one's efforts and conduct are worthy of the rewards received. Worshipful Master. Why in this peculiar manner? Candidate. Without scruple, well knowing they were justly entitled to them, and without diffidence, from the great reliance they placed on the integrity of their employers in those days. Explanation. 1. Without scruple, well knowing they were justly entitled to them. Without scruple, this means without hesitation or doubt regarding the morality or propriety of receiving their wages. Masons receive their rewards with a clear conscience. Justly entitled, this phrase underscores that the Masons are fully aware that they have earned their rewards through honest labor, adherence to Masonic principles, and diligent work. They have no reason to doubt the justice of receiving their wages because they have met their obligations and performed their duties faithfully. Moral integrity, it emphasizes that Masons can accept their rewards without moral qualms because they have conducted themselves with integrity and have fulfilled their responsibilities. 2. And without diffidence, from the great reliance they placed on the integrity of their employers in those days. Without diffidence, this means without self-doubt or hesitation. Masons receive their wages with confidence and assurance. Reliance on the integrity of their employers. In historical context, stonemasons and builders trusted that their employers would treat them fairly and justly. This trust in the employer's integrity meant that workers could confidently expect to be rewarded appropriately for their labor. Trust and confidence. The expression reflects the mutual trust and respect between the workers and their employers. It implies that the Masons had confidence in the fairness and honesty of those who employed them, knowing that their efforts would be justly compensated. 3. Symbolic and ethical implications. Ethical workplace, the expression suggests an ideal work environment where integrity, fairness, and mutual respect are paramount. It highlights the importance of ethical conduct not only among the workers, Masons, but also among those who oversee and reward their labor, employers. Confidence in fair reward, it reinforces the notion that when both parties, the workers and the employers, act with integrity and fairness, the system functions smoothly, and rewards are given and received without hesitation or doubt. Worshipful Master. What were the names of the two great pillars which were placed at the porchway or entrance of King Solomon's temple? Candidate. That on the left was called Boaz, and that on the right Jachin. Explanation. 1. Historical and biblical context. The two pillars, Boaz and Jachin, are described in the Bible, specifically in 1 Kings 7:21 and 2 Chronicles 3:17, as part of the architectural features of King Solomon's temple. They were large, impressive bronze pillars situated at the entrance of the temple. These pillars held both structural and symbolic importance in the context of the temple. 2. Boaz and Jachin. Boaz. The pillar on the left was named Boaz. In Hebrew, Boaz is often interpreted to mean in strength or by strength. This name signifies strength, stability, and support. Jachin, the pillar on the right was named Jachin. Jachin is interpreted to mean he will establish or he establishes. This name signifies establishment, stability, and the idea of being firmly grounded or founded. 3. Symbolic meaning in Freemasonry. Duality and balance. The two pillars represent duality and balance. Together, they symbolize the balance between strength and stability, foundational principles for both the temple and Masonic teachings. Strength and establishment, Boaz and Jachin collectively symbolize the strength and stability upon which Freemasonry is built. They remind Masons of the importance of having a strong moral and ethical foundation. Gateway to knowledge, placed at the entrance of the temple, the pillars symbolize the gateway to greater knowledge, spiritual enlightenment, and the Masonic journey of self-improvement and understanding. Worshipful Master. What are their separate and conjoint significations? Candidate. The former denotes in strength, the latter, to establish, and when conjoined, stability, for God said, in strength I will establish this mine house to stand firm forever. Explanation. 1. Separate significations. Boaz, the former denotes in strength. The name Boaz signifies in strength. This pillar represents the concept of strength, power, and support. It symbolizes the necessary strength that underpins moral and spiritual endeavors. Jachin, the latter, to establish. The name Jachin signifies to establish. This pillar represents the idea of establishment, foundation, and stability. It symbolizes the act of setting something firmly in place. 2. Conjoint signification. Stability, when conjoined, stability. When the meanings of the two pillars are combined, they symbolize stability. The conjunction of strength, Boaz, and establishment, Jachin, creates a foundation that is both powerful and enduring. This combination implies that true stability is achieved through a balance of strength and proper establishment, reflecting the secure and enduring nature of King Solomon's temple and, metaphorically, the Masonic fraternity. 3. Biblical reference. For God said, "In strength I will establish this mine house to stand firm forever." This phrase reflects a divine assurance of stability and permanence. It suggests that God's strength and the act of establishing together ensure that the house, or temple, will stand firm and endure perpetually. In Masonic symbolism, this quote underscores the belief that the principles represented by Boaz and Jachin are divinely ordained and foundational to the enduring nature of the moral and ethical teachings of Freemasonry. 4. Masonic interpretation. Symbolic foundation, the separate and conjoint significations of the pillars teach Masons about the importance of having a strong and stable foundation in their lives. Strength and stability are essential for personal growth, moral integrity, and the advancement of knowledge. Moral and ethical lesson. This expression conveys the idea that just as the physical structure of King Solomon's temple required both strength and proper establishment to endure, so too must Masons build their lives on the dual principles of strength, in character and virtue, and stability, through established moral and ethical foundations. Worshipful Master, these are the usual questions.